Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are live on the air on Tantra Talks with the Witch and the Wizard. How are you this evening? I hope you're doing well. And remember, you can also watch the Witch and the Wizard live on YouTube at thewitchandthewizard.com. So tonight we have an incredible show lined up, and we're going to also pull out our YouTube. So how you loving? How you loving? The Wizard will be joining us in just a second, and absolutely thrilled for tonight's topic. It's all about, it's all about Tantra, even if you're celibate. How do you do that? Tantra, if you're celibate. That's tonight's show. And actually, this show tonight is a guest. Actually, it's from one of our beloved viewers on YouTube who asked, how do you practice Tantra while celibate? And we thought that was such a good topic, so we're going to take it on, and we are going to dive into it and bring on board our folks on YouTube as well. So grateful you're here. So grateful you're here with the Witch and the Wizard. Let's go to just give you a quick update on what's happening. Very soon, we will be having the new show, actually a new coaching program is coming up, 6-week coaching program with the Witch and the Wizard that starts on Sunday, starts on June 25th, 2017. How exciting is that? And it is just exciting, exciting, exciting. So I'm going to plug in the earphones because, of course, the Wizard is going to tell me the reason you have reverb is because you don't have your earphones in. So I'm going to put my earphones in right now. And Wiz, are you ready to go live on YouTube as well? Hey, you. How are you? Wizard is joining us. Love the hair. We love the hair. We love, love, love the hair. Oh, okay. We love the hair. How you doing, Wizard? You doing good? Well, you look amazing. You look amazing. What's happening in your life generally? Good? Good stuff? Good stuff. We always got good stuff. We always got good stuff working. So we're going to go live on YouTube in just a moment. And before we do that, we're going to make sure that we bring the Wizard in also on the dial-in for the Witch and the Wizard. So he'll be joining us here in just a moment, which is so awesome. So tonight's topic is all about how to practice Tantra while celibate. It's a good question. It's a very good question. It came from one of our viewers, and we love, love, love having our viewers give us topics, because it means that you're listening, you're engaged, you love the show before you. And we just want to make sure that we're always giving you really great content that's going to do something so good for your life. So good for your life. All right, let's bring the Wizard on the air. Are you there, Wizard? Good evening.
Yes, I am finally here, and I can hear you.
I can hear you. All right, we're going to go live on YouTube. Is that cool while you say hi to our Blog Talk listeners? Yes?
Yes, why not?
Why not? Absolutely. All right, we are live on YouTube at thewitchandthewizard.com. That is the Witch and the Wizard. Tell you about this topic. We're about to dive into this topic. It came from a beloved tribe member of ours, one of our lovely viewers on YouTube. And they want to know, how do you practice Tantra while you're celibate?
That's a good question, isn't it?
That was
I said that. Some people are so cool, so cool.
I'm out of practice. Strictly practice.
It's tricky practice. It's tricky doing that while you're celebrating.
Yeah.
Where do you want to kick off this conversation while I bring some of our love troopers online? We're live at thewitchandthewizard.com on our YouTube channel. So where do you want to start our conversation and kick it off?
Well, let's talk about what Tantra is, because I think if you're celibate, I guess, when you talk about celibacy, I mean, different people do it for different reasons and different things. What I'm looking at is just not having sex or not having that interaction, okay? So I want to maybe look at what exactly it is that they're speaking of, because if you're talking about sexual pleasure, you don't have to be with the person, or you don't have to necessarily touch if you can get to that level of mastery of Tantra. And you know that there's people that can have orgasms with just a certain gaze, you know? I mean, they can get pretty deep. So let's talk about why would they be doing it? Why are they celibate? And what is their goal with it?
You know what I love about this conversation? Right away, you take us to a place that is so phenomenal with coming out of the physical. The people sometimes are so connected to the physical that this Tantra can take place without ever touching another human being. Yeah?
What was the last part you said?
I said that this Tantra can take place without ever touching another human being.
Yes. But why are the person, are they online? Well, the person that's doing it, or that had that question, what was it that they were, I mean, what were they doing, or what were they seeking? Like, what is the reason they're being celibate? I mean, is it for religious practices?
Good question. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask our love people from ValerieLove.com. I'm going to let them know where we are. Hey, love troopers! Can you say hi to the love troopers? Roberto, Amado, Sanchez.
What's up, love tubers? How does Reverend Vaz, what does
you
she
know,
say? How you love
it?
How you love it? I like that.
How you love it? And then see, that's critical, isn't it? Okay, let me see if they can see you. Say hi to them.
Hey! What's up, love tubers? How you love it? How Val says.
How you love it?
Hey.
So love tubers. Oh, I want to let them know. Hop on over to thewitchandthewizard.com. So love tubers, just like last week, hop on over to thewitchandthewizard.com so that you can watch that Google Hangout. That's why I can log in to tell all of our people. Hop on over to thewitchandthewizard.com. And you'll see us live on our YouTube channel. I love you. God bless you. Hop on over. You will see both of us live now. Hop on over. Okay. They're coming.
Okay.
Okay. They're coming. So, now that we know that this is not strictly a physical thing, what really is the way to practice Tantra without having to experience? Can y'all hear me on the hangout? I think you muted me.
Okay.
Can you hear me on the hangout?
Oh, I muted. I'm not supposed to. I muted. I hit mute. wait a minute. Am I not supposed to do that? I thought I was muted just mine.
Oh, you thought you muted yours. I get a reverb. So.
Yeah, that's why I was muting mine. It's okay, I got it. I just muted my laptop. You good now?
Oh, cool. Oh, we good. That is clear. My laptop is muted too. We good. We could have been. Okay, continue. So we know that this Tantra thing is more than a physical thing. We know that people practice Tantra and they can practice with a gaze, that there is still the ability, absolutely, to be celibate and still practice Tantra. You know, also, one of the things I really want to say to all our peeps is Tantra is a spiritual path. It's a pathway, right, to the divine. So if it's a pathway, yep, that means that it can be practiced in with yourself. Any pathway to the divine can be practiced with yourself. Okay, so Tantra is first and foremost a spiritual path. It's a pathway to the divine. And you can get on any pathway to the divine with yourself, with no other person. And indeed, that is the way that you want to begin any path to the divine. You want to be on it with yourself, with not another person. Okay? You got to be on it with yourself. And then you can integrate other people with you on the path, right? But you've got to be on the path yourself.
Correct.
Now, talk about self-cultivation, because there are a lot of folks also that they can, or we can talk about it, we can put this on the table, that not only is it a spiritual path, but it's one of our favorite topics. This is great for celibate people, self-cultivation. Self-cultivation, also known as self-pleasuring. It's an easy way to continue your tantric practice even while celibate. Right? And sex magic. Mm. And some of the best sex magic is done with yourself. Because you know exactly what you want and how to do it.
Well, and that's usually the most important relationship anyways. You know, because if you can't have a relationship with yourself and kind of please yourself, how's anybody else going to do it for you anyways? You know, like, what directives are you going to be given, or what directives are you going to be working with? So it's always really about cultivating yourself and getting to learn yourself. But I think maybe some of the people that were asking in the sense of being celibate with another partner, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So a lot of times when I think of that, I think that it's a good question, but in another sense, it's kind of a crazy little question, because if we know that Tantra is about spirituality and becoming one, I mean, obviously when you're doing that kind of stuff, you want to practice it at all levels and practice it with the massaging and the breathing together and the energies and playing with the energy. I mean, like, that's a whole nother world of fun that a lot of people don't have with the sex, but just even playing with it on the person that you're with. I mean, there's so many levels, like mastering it yourself. And you know, we've read and we've looked at things of people that can kind of control the chi inside of them to let energy come out and kind of push the energy and force the energy. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen people can have orgasms without touching. People, you know,
all the
tai chi masters,
we have orgasms,
they mess around, grab you up.
Yeah, nobody's
exactly.
even touching us. We have an orgasm. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's a whole different one. But we're talking about moving energy. So it's so doable. And it's actually, whoever asked you this question, it's kind of like a crazy but great question, because, like, that's a question, like, I think every partner would love to have. I mean, like even for me, it's like, wow, that's a whole nother world that you're going to discover with someone else. So, like, that is also a whole nother level of things. So I think that it's great, because you can definitely do that. You can definitely do that and practice and doing working with your breathing and with your energy and in the heart and being a harmonious beat with your partner to reach a certain level of orgasmic pleasure and finally having an orgasm at some time. But, like, you can definitely do that. I think that that would be, like, amazing. But everybody's not about all that. You know that.
Because some people want to get right down to the point, and Tantra is very slow. You know?
Yeah.
It's a tantric experience. They talk about it could be hours. It could be, people could be in an orgasmic state for hours, 4 hours, you know, 2 hours. So it's one thing that I love about Tantra is it slows everything down. And that is really very, very provocative from a sensual standpoint, because sometimes the rushing takes away a tremendous amount of pleasure. There has been times where you have to hit it and quit it. You know, there's people do quickies, and quickies have their place, right? Yes, Tantra ain't about quickies. Really, Tantra isn't about, it really isn't about physicality much. It really uniting the physicality. It's not about just the physicality. It's uniting the physicality with God. It literally is making love to God. OMG. I mean, it's like sex, love, and God all together. What could be better?
And what,
I keep saying,
and what most people, they don't. Oh, yeah. And what most people don't understand is that if you really master this or you get there, like, it's actually really going to help you arrive to, like, your whole self again. And once you get that, what do you think is going to happen? You're probably going to attract the right partners because you're actually whole finally, you know? People always talk about they can't find the right person. Like, bring yourself whole again, and you'll see how fast that changes.
Isn't that the truth? Because many times we're looking for someone to fulfill us, or we're looking for someone else to please us. And Tantra teaches that it's oneness, and oneness only comes from a consciousness of wholeness, of knowing that we are whole, complete, one with the one, with another, for another, to another. So if you're not coming from a whole place, you're coming from an empty place, and that is a place of need and wanting to get from someone else. And OMG, I just saw Dr. Dane here. You know how I'm loving Dr. Dane here's teaching on excess consciousness. And Dr. Dane here says, what if you, you know how I'm loving him. He's like, what if you were free of all need? And I had to practice that. I practice a lot of this stuff with you, Liz, because it's so easy to practice it with you. I think you were like my guinea pig. Like, oh, let me practice this with Liz. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you had no need, what would your relationship be like? And then he says, Pez Juniors. He said, what if you had no Pez Juniors? And Pez Juniors stands for PESJR, stands for projections, expectations, separation, judgment, and rejection. He says, who would you be in your relationship if you had no Pez Juniors? Projections on your mate, on the other, no expectations, no separation, no judgment, and no rejection. If you just drop, if we just dropped belief, Pez Jr., how blissful would you be at all times?
Very.
I said, I'm practicing that. Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
Yeah.
If we could drop all projections, right? Because I find myself doing that with you sometimes. I project my stuff on you, you know, in any relationship, whether it's a spiritual partnership or whether it's an intimate partnership or whatever kind of partnership it is, you're going to have this interplay, right, this space in between, right, whatever you're creating the relationship to be. And even mother, father, right, mother, kid. But this whole dropping all projection, expectation, separation, judgment, and rejection, dropping all of it. Wow, that's profound. Couple that with being needless, completely needless in a relationship, but do you think it's possible? In Tantra, you do become needless because Tantra recognizes that you are a whole being and you already have. You have the whole universe inside of you, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? What are our comments?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes?
Give me 1 second.
What say you about? Also,
I see
we
Christina.
Hear...
Christina's there.
Ah, cool. And what say you about being completely needless? Oh, my goodness, because we meet needy people. We do meet in our work. We meet needy people. People.
Mm-hmm.
What say you about that?
I think it's all similar to finding yourself again. And just ending what some of your issues might be or what some of your strengths are. A lot of times people don't want to do things or are not aware of it in a lot of senses. Let me click back onto the Witch and the Wizard so that I can see. And I'm so sorry. I'm distracted because I had it on and it just took me off.
On the comment?
Yeah, I was just there. I saw Dr. Jatea.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't see your comments, right? Is what you're saying?
Let me look and see. I can click over the comments. I probably can. There's some doing
no,
now.
No problem.
They haven't come up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody's here. Oh, Lord, I just saw that.
We told all our peeps, come on over from Valerie Love TV. Thank you for coming over to the Witch and the Wizard. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When we do the hangout,
thank you so much,
well.
Mia.
And subscribe while you're here at thewitchandthewizard.com. Subscribe.
She said, why not just say, what are we practicing?
Hey, Sha Rivera.
We're excited to have you. So back to what we were talking about. Now, you're talking about how people are and all that. And I don't mean to divert, because we've touched on that a little bit, but let's get to the, because there's two parts to today's questions, correct? One was about the celibacy, right? And then the second was about sex magic. So let's go back to the celibacy.
Yes.
Like we've touched on it and we talked about you could do it and so on. Let's talk about what should you be doing, because I don't think a lot of the viewers know exactly what they should be doing. So let's give them some things to practice, one, on their own, and two, with their partners, maybe. What say you?
Very nice. Oh, very nice. One of the first things to practice in Tantra is breathing. And today when I was in hot yoga, the breathing is so vital to the energy moving. You can literally move energy with the breath, and breath is moving energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, remember in the Bible, it said that the man became a living soul, that God created the man out of the dust, yes? And then he created a woman, and the woman came out of the man, and that then God breathed into the man. Well, before he created the woman, God breathed into the man. And he became a living soul. So it's like we have a corpse, and breath is spirit. It's life. And that's what brings us into life. So the thing that takes us to home is the breath. Breath is connection to spirit. Breath is connection to source. And we have not been taught how to breathe, and we have not been taught how to use the breath to climb the ladder all the way up to the divine. Even a simple breath like the fire breath in hot yoga where you whip the stomach in and you breathe out. You can feel the energy move right away. Also, breath draws the energy up from the groin, root chakra area, up, 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 up to the crown, because the crown is where we connect with the divine. So I would say first and foremost, start with the breath.
That sounds good. Wow. I'm about to add to that, I guess.
Come on.
And what's crazy is I just want to let y'all know. I want to let y'all know that the Witch and the Wizard don't always prepare for these shows because we just have an information bank somewhere. And we just add on as we go on and we do on.
We be rolling,
so,
right? We be rolling.
So what I thought you might have touched on, but I'm going to just go ahead and touch on it real quick before you snatch it out the sky, is... What is it that amazes me the most about this whole Tantra piece on when you're doing it without touching someone? The soul gazing.
Ooh.
I love that. the soul gazing. So what I'm saying to some of our viewers are, start doing that with yourself. And now let me just tell you that what I'm thinking in my head and how I'm structuring this is, we're talking about helping you do this for yourself. And that's why I kind of diverted from what Reverend Val was talking about when she said, what say you about the people who are in need of love? Because I think that some of these things that we're going to talk about tonight are so important with you gaining or regaining the love of yourself. So soul gazing. So for those of you who don't know, you can Google some about it. But start soul gazing for yourself. Start walking around the house sometimes and look at yourself in the mirror. Gaze into your own eyes and love yourself. Let yourself know how much you love yourself. And guess what? You don't love yourself like you probably should. You might start falling in love with yourself. Okay, you might start falling in love with yourself. So start gazing, start passing by, looking at the mirror. Start practicing. If you can't do it for yourself, then at least look at it as you're going to practice it with somebody else. And I guarantee you, there's gonna be some of you that are gonna start falling in love with yourself again and be like, I don't know what happened, but I love me some me. I love me some me.
Yes.
Yeah, and do it once in a while for a minute or two. It might sound stupid, but start building up to it. Start building up, because when I've looked at doing that in tantric practices, I mean, that's got to be a passionate, strong, like 15-minute gaze or longer. I mean, you can't be having a 2-minute orgasm gaze. That ain't happening. So
You can't be 2 minutes.
Start building up to it, and I'm hoping it benefits some of you guys. You guys get something from it.
Sky Rivera said that sounds beautiful. Challenge accepted. I love it. I love it. So we got the breath. We got the soul gazing. And have you ever noticed that if you look into someone's eyes, it's so arresting. It is so, it's so moving. There is something so profound about the gazing, because eyes are the window to the soul. And when you gaze into someone's eyes, you literally can see all the way through to their soul.
Yes.
It's profound. Profound.
So what's next?
Right away, right?
Oh, but we're still going to keep going. Yeah, they can start that tonight.
Oh, they can start that right away.
Yeah,
right
start,
away.
Actually, let's start gazing at each other through the camera.
We're gazing at you now. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's a little hard because I need to at least see what I look like. Hold on, let me put this thing. But,
oh, goodness. Nice challenge, like
start making love to yourself.
I do me. Absolutely, brown boy. Brown boy said, I do me. Absolutely. That's exactly
brown
what
boy
we're
in the house.
Hello. That's exactly what we're talking about, that when you're celibate, you are going to do you, and you're going to self-pleasure, and you're going to self-cultivate. And self-cultivation, really, like the Liz says, where all your touch points are, how are you going to guide someone else?
They can't hear you.
Oh,
did you mute yourself?
Oh, let me look. Let me look.
And I can't even see your picture, actually, on my screen.
Oh, you can't see me? Okay, let me come back in. Okay, I'm going to come back in. Let us know. I'll come right back in. And I'm going to close out
blog. She's coming back in, people. Okay, I'll take the next one then. I'll do a third one.
Sounds good.
All right, Val will be back, and Ashley, I'm going to pick the second one for her, and I'll let her touch on it. I want to touch on the jade eggs. Are you there? I want you to touch on the jade eggs and or the crystal wand to practice, because that is definitely – can they hear you? Let them see if they hear you now.
Not yet. I'm not back into the hangout yet.
Okay.
Yet.
So, okay, you're right.
I'm gonna come back.
You're right. Love myself. You will have a special.
I
can hear you on the radio.
Yeah. You want to end up the Blog Talk Radio show since we're coming down?
Jatea Wiley. I guess so. So let's tell the Blog Talk Radio people that as far as Tantra by yourself, yes, you can. Practice it a little bit. Start with the soul gazing. Go with the jade eggs. You can do some crystal wand or any some of that. And the rep talked about breathing. And yes, your obsidian wand, Dr. Jatea. I don't see you. I don't see
you.
I see you in the hangout, smiling.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Can you ladies see the Rev?
Yeah, let me know if y'all can see me and hear me. And I see my sound looks like it's good. So, and while they're doing
that,
looks
good to me too. Let them know about the yoni egg.
The yoni egg. OMG, we gotta let the Blog Talk Radio folks go first because. If we don't let them go,
right.
You know, Blog Talk is going to cut us off in the middle of something delicious, like a yoni egg. OMG, at the most inappropriate time, it's going to cut us off. So, Blog Talk Radio, we love you. We love you. God bless you. The Witch and the Wizard will see you next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, we're going deep into Punani Power. So, all about the yoni is next Sunday's show. And we got a special guest, Dr. Jatea Wiley, is going to be on because I asked her if she would come on. And I'll be with her anyway. We'll be together.
Ooh.
So we're going to have her. Yeah. Maybe we can have her in the hangout.
Yoning
we'll
it up. Yeah, I'm going to yoni it up.
Oh, hello. Oh, no, she has her own yoni experience. I have my own yoni experience.
I'm not judging. I'm not saying anything, okay?
Right. However people get there, we are all good because we get rid of our Pez Juniors, all of our projections, our expectations, our separation, our judgment, and our rejection. Getting rid of all those anyway, so yeah, whatever blows your skirt up, go for it. Long as you ain't hurt nobody. Oh, let me take this off. I can take out my earplugs and I can take this off. Are you off air? Because I'm hearing you. I'm gonna unmute my computer now so that I can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure. But it's like behind.